The dramatic rise in the U.S. prison population over the last quarter century has come with an equally steep growth in the number of kids with incarcerated parents. A recent study shows that among African American children born in 1990, more than one quarter have had a parent go to jail or prison by the time they become teenagers. 15-year-old radio rookie Keith Tingman knows just how difficult it can be for kids when their parents are arrested.
My mom is short and pretty. She's a respectful person, not the type to hurt somebody's feelings or do something bad. Mom, what you making?
I just took some steak out the oven.
She cooks dinner for us every night.
And some rice and peas, I'll make that later.
When I'm in a funny mood, I fake punch her on her side, and she does it back. Or sometimes my mom and her best friend bothered me.
I didn't even make a muscle yet.
Like asking me to make a muscle.
Wow.
My dad is a DJ. He could be in the living room throwing and scratching songs. Or he could be watching my little brother. He's autistic. But 5 years ago, something bad happened. And I was separated from my dad and my mom.
Okay, I'm Keith. I'm a radio rookie reporter. I'm interviewing my mom. So today I want to ask you about the incident that what happened on my birthday, April 25th, 2004. Like, how did you feel that day?
Oh, wow. Sad, hurt, scared, nervous.
On my 10th birthday, we were walking up a hill from the supermarket near our house, and two guys stopped and asked us questions about a lost wallet. We told them we didn't know where it was, and they started accusing us anyway. Two policemen came out of their car and asked my mom questions.
The cop goes, wait a minute. You robbed somebody. I'm like, what?
Then they just put the cuffs on her.
And I seen all of the anger in your face. And that's what, like, right now, it's getting a little emotional for me right now because, like, I remember that day clearly. Like, for a person who never did nothing, never committed any crime or anything like that, to be charged with something like that.
I get frustrated seeing my mom cry and thinking of her sadness about what happened. My mom only cries once in a blue.
I want to work. I don't have a job. People tend to look at your record, all the reference I have. They don't look at that. They look at possession of stolen property.
What about you? That day, like, how did you feel?
I felt mad. I was angry.
Why was you angry?
I didn't want to see you get taken to jail.
I never talked to anyone outside of my family about it until this year. I started going to the Next Generation Center, a friendly place for teenagers. They had programs like drumming, arts, and cooking. Kids also hang out and play cards like Uno. In the center, I had a feeling other kids had parents who were incarcerated, so I went and asked them.
Do you know, like, any a part of your family who've been incarcerated?
I felt nervous because I'm not used to going up to people and asking them questions.
I could say more than half my family has been incarcerated, including my pops, but he was gone for a while. When he came out, you know, he missed out on a lot, so he felt he had to catch up on that, so he wound up leaving the house.
I'm always used to have my father around. Like, I always call him up. Daddy, come get me. I want to go shopping. Let's go to arcade. Can't do that because my father's in jail, so I feel sad about it.
You need?
I ain't get an ID. I'm not SYAP.
I noticed one kid from summer school. We sat at the same table.
An ID from here?
But back then, we didn't know much about each other.
I had a story. My family was taken away from me because they was arrested. And I want to know, do you ever have experience of that?
Yes, my father and my mother had a fight, and I sit there and watch them. And as the cops came, I was sitting in the house by myself, no parents, until they came back.
How did that affect you?
It affected me bad because I had to sit there with me and my sisters crying. And we didn't have nobody watching us but our brother, which had to go to work every day.
Every day for 10 months, I couldn't see my dad. And I was really missing him. My mom only stayed in jail for a day. My father missed everything. When I started school, Christmas, my mom's birthday. But I didn't tell anyone at school because I was embarrassed. Kids might have teased me or something. Ooh, your dad's in jail. I wanted to keep it to myself, and so did my friend from summer school.
I guess it was something inside for me and the family to do, not everybody else to know. So,
did you go and see him?
No, I never went to go see my father because I was afraid.
I remember I was nervous the first time I visited my dad. We took a long bus ride to Rikers Island.
There were so many gates for the guards to open. The guards walked us to him. My dad wore a gray uniform. When we said goodbye, he hugged and kissed me.
Well, let me ask you tough questions. Are you scared your mom and dad are going to get away again?
Yes, I will be scared. Sophia Strong works at the Fortune Society. She helps families when parents are incarcerated.
But they're not in the tank.
She has a fish tank in her office.
I got two missing fish, the bigger one too.
But she couldn't find some of her fish.
Do you think somebody came in and grabbed them?
Anyway, she told me about a guy whose 4-year-old daughter was searched when she came to visit him in jail.
This is not a good world for kids. It's depressing. It's institutionalized. It's formalized. It's not a kid's world, period. It is a form of trauma to be separated from a parent. This is the kind of stuff that doesn't really leave you.
I asked my sister, Kiara, if she thought what happened on my birthday changed me.
You kind of changed a little. I think it was because you thought it was your fault. You felt guilt.
I do feel guilty about what happened. We wouldn't have been out that day if it wasn't my birthday.
Maybe it made you think different of your father.
Why do you say that?
Because he was the cause?
I was shocked. Because she never mentioned she thought he picked up the wallet. Wait, why did you say he was the cause? She blinked out for a little bit. I don't think she wanted to go into more details.
Let me skip that question.
Yeah.
It's kind of awkward to me also, because I believe he's innocent.
That's one of the baddest days that happened to me in my life. If I could rewind that day and fix that day, would it be way much better? Because that was also your birthday. Turned into a horrible day, one of the horriblest days in my life.
How did you feel in jail?
Oh man, I felt depressed. Well, phone y'all every night. Sometimes a lot of the nights y'all got a lot of frustration out of me.
My mother told me, don't think of it as going to jail. Think about like he's on a vacation. I tried to believe it. Then one day in fifth grade, I came home and my mom called me and asked me for something. And I didn't go to her. I was about to ask her, what do you want from me? Then I tilted my head to the side because I saw someone standing next to her. And it was my father. I ran to him and gave him a big hug. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Keith Tingman.